Welcome to a world of endless possibilities. Where business, education, and tech collide. Power Bytes, the podcast that will light up your dreams. Get ready, cause it's gonna be a wild ride.
This is Power Bytes by Julio Zelaya. Today is Thursday, May 9th, 2024. Have you ever thought about quitting your day job and becoming a comedian? Well, it might not be such a crazy idea after all. It turns out that the live comedy business is booming, with growth more than tripling in the last decade. In 2012, ticket sales for live comedy events were $371.4 million. Fast forward to 2023, and that figure jumped to $909.6 million. That's a lot of money for laughs. And who can we thank for this comedy boom? None other than Netflix. By paying up to $20 million for comedy specials and releasing 50 or more in 2017, 2018, and 2019, Netflix solidified a new generation of comedy stars. And now with Max and Prime Video also offering big checks for specials, the laughter market may be better than ever. As Mike Berkowitz, co-head of comedy at WME, says, "When I started, there were three or four active comedians who could fill even a small theater. Now there are hundreds. So if you have the talent to make people laugh, this could be your time to shine. But what about those pesky phone calls? Well, what if you could have a virtual assistant handle them for you? Retail AI is making it possible to have realistic, human-like conversations with low latency. So soon, you could delegate all those sales calls to your friendly neighborhood AI. And speaking of AI, NVIDIA is driving the revolution with their chips. Without them, AI cloud providers like Google Cloud, Microsoft Azure, Meta, and Amazon AWS would be in serious trouble. NVIDIA's goal is to reduce computing costs as close to zero as possible so that AI becomes ubiquitous. But that's not all. Sam Altman from OpenAI reminds us that GPT-4 is the dumbest model we'll use by far. Sam sees the future of AI in super competent colleagues that know everything about our lives and can help us with tasks. It sounds a bit scary, but also incredibly useful. And let's not forget about the combination of robots and AI. Robots are no longer programmed by humans, but are learning systems that understand physics and can improve themselves. It's like the X-Men have turned into robots. But perhaps the most concerning news is that some kids are spending more time with chatbot friends than real friends. Character.ai has 3.5 million users, many of them teenagers who spend an average of 2 hours on the platform. While this can help some overcome loneliness and anxiety, it could also prevent them from developing real human relationships. And that's the thing with technology, there's always a delicate balance. It can connect us in incredible ways, but it can also isolate us if we're not careful. This was Power Bytes by Julio Zelaya. So whether you're considering a career in comedy, delegating your phone calls to a virtual assistant, or worrying about how much time your kids spend with chatbots, remember, the future is here, and it's full of both exciting and scary possibilities. But in the midst of all this technological madness, don't lose sight of what really matters, real human connections. Because at the end of the day, it's the laughter we share, the hands we hold, and the stories we tell that make us who we are. Until next time, keep embracing the future, but don't forget to embrace a human being every once in a while too.
Step into the realm of innovation and growth. Julio Zelaya, your guide through the unknown. With every episode, you'll gain knowledge and hope. Empowering you to make your dreams your own. Power Bytes, bite-sized wisdom to fuel your drive. Power Bytes, igniting the fire deep inside. Let the power of knowledge set your dreams alight. Power Bytes, get ready for your success to take flight.